Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3. Bom, 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 bom. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's hump day.
Hump day?
This is, I really love Wednesdays because I really love Bridge the Gap. Super fun. We have my best friend, Pat, coming back.
Reigning champion.
The reigning champion. Barely squeaked it out last week. I mean,
was it two tiebreakers?
Was it? Or no, I think I don't think we went to a tiebreaker last week.
I don't remember. No. Oh, no. Last week we didn't go to a tiebreaker.
Oh, he came back from behind.
No, that was a couple weeks before that. This was the Battle of the Besties.
With and Susan.
Yeah, everybody, like, I think that all the questions got answered. But I think he got planking. He got one of yours.
Yeah.
So there was a, so yeah, it was a pretty convincing win.
Yeah, I mean, you asked some questions about obscure TV shows from the 70s that obviously the millennials have never seen.
You can
seen.
Expect more of that.
You guys should really be winning every week. It's really, it's kind of crazy that you don't.
There's some spice in that. Yeah. You feel that? Yeah.
You know, sheesh. Look, I like her competitive nature.
All right.
She thinks she's not competitive.
I'm not competitive.
She thinks she's not competitive.
I don't care about winning. I'm saying you should be winning.
I feel like we are winning. I don't know.
It's pretty even.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Mm. Hang on. Somewhere here I have, you know, Edwin, the evil genius. He always keeps track of our games. Gen X is losing. Well, we were as of, let's see. I don't know. He didn't do it by date. Yeah. Well, I feel like Pat's going to bring it back for us. And then, bringing Pat back. He was going to do 3 weeks eventually. But Sam from down the hall at the game, now we get in the weeds. He can't do it for 2 weeks. And we want him to battle against Scott Budman because they tied. And I think that they both had a three episode run.
This is what happens when you have people who are working during our game.
I know. Can you believe
sometimes
it?
They have scheduling conflicts. It's like rude.
I know.
Our job's more important.
We're letting you know that we need you on these days. I mean, what else do we have to do here? Donuts? Can make that happen.
You guys did make that happen yesterday.
Well,
for Ozzy.
And then Ozzy didn't need any donuts. Well, you think we should have gotten bagels?
No, I think that perhaps people roll right out of bed before they come here and they don't have an appetite yet. I don't know if that's true for yesterday, but just in general.
Or maybe he's like, my body's a temple.
He seems like a clean living guy.
Yeah.
I definitely had more questions for him.
I know.
So it's unfortunate that our time went as quickly as it did.
It did go fast, too. I think we did almost 40 minutes with him. I do feel like there were a few things that, you know, as you're doing your reading and studying up for the thing. Like, he dated Lindsay Lohan in the early teens for 2 years.
What are you talking about?
Ozzy dated Lindsay Lohan for 2 years in like 2011, 2012, 2013.
What? How did that?
I know.
I didn't even know that. How did you know that?
Because I read about, well, Ozzy.
Oh.
I can't believe you didn't ask about that.
I know. And the thing was, it kind of slipped my mind because we were just like rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and it just didn't. And then there's a whole thing where he was on OnlyFans for a minute, but.
Well, that came up yesterday. I didn't hear about the Lindsay Lohan thing. Sorry, not yesterday, 2 days ago where I went and looked and went, oh, he's got porn
on
the internet.
He has stepped away from it. So I was like, I feel like we can leave that one alone. But I did want to get to the Lindsay Lohan thing.
I had that with the listener questions, but I just felt like we were talking about Survivor. I seemed like that would be a whole, so.
Well.
Sorry about that.
I would like to have gone longer, but, you know, because I think even just the Survivor questions, has he suffered permanent damage?
Right.
From
I know. I feel like we could do a 5-hour podcast with him and just really pick his brain. He's a pretty good interview. Like, he's pretty deliberate, open to anything.
This is what's weird. This is personal entirely. He reminded me of my brother.
Which brother?
Jan.
Okay.
And this is because Jan is exactly who he is. He has not been touched by corporate fingers. Mm. He has not married. He has not,
not been molded into something.
He is exact. And I felt like when Ozzy said, I would never go on Big Brother. That's not for me. That's I couldn't
be in a house.
Sit there. Like, I just thought that's a guy who's he's doing this because it fits what he's capable of. And yeah. So he wants to do it.
He mentioned that show Alone, although he was like, I don't know. You're all bundled up. If they do that someplace warm, I'll do it. I'm like, well, it'd be an easier show.
And I, you know, like Danielle is someone who just says straight up too. She's like, I do this for the money. Like,
yeah,
pay me, I'll do
I'll
it.
I'll be on your reality show.
So I like that about them where they're not just all, I'll do anything to be on TV. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. Some of the housewives do that. Like, it seems they'll do any damn show, anytime, all the time.
And I'm going to put out a single that sucks. And
then I'm going to flip some tables when I walk in there, too.
Yeah.
Yikes. So anyway, I enjoyed him. I liked him. I came away from that actually liking him more. And that's
because
surprising.
I'm with you. Like, he was exactly what I even said it to him. I'm like, you are not a disappointment. Like, you meet your heroes. I love him. I think he's not the best strategist at all. And I think he's acknowledged that. He is a physical challenger, though. Like, you watch him out there and go, that guy, you could drop him on an island and he'd be just fine. But yeah. If he had to do a puzzle, I don't know.
Well, yeah. And I think I actually enjoyed that, the whole... When I first saw that they had people at home making puzzles so they could practice them, I thought, this is not what you should be showing. Like, you're encouraging people to practice this stuff at home.
Right.
Learn to light a fire.
Oh, yes. Find five different ways to light a fire.
But making your own tree puzzle, I don't like it.
This year, someone used their glasses to make the fire.
And I don't know why they haven't done that a million times.
I agree. It's the first thing that I would ever think of. Like, if you're going to do it, like, everybody knows you can burn yourself with a pair of glasses or a magnifying glass.
Now, they said that we're talking about Survivor, and it's this season. They said they did that with a couple pair of glasses. So I don't know if you'd need, like, we used to do that with a magnifying glass versus your regular glasses. Maybe regular glasses need to be
really thick. You know, Christian, I think, didn't he do it? He's got pretty thick glasses. I wonder if they need to be
like prisms.
They need to be a certain
magnitude.
Yeah, whatever it's called, like whatever the prescription would be, where it's a really nice thick lens, something that will really focus the light.
Get Coke bottle glasses, just knowing that the one time you can...
I'd get a monocle. I think that would be a really good look
For God's sakes.
That's so interesting. Why wouldn't people have done that before? Maybe it wasn't allowed?
Or maybe it just didn't work. So it was... I don't know why that wouldn't be allowed. Maybe they have. Maybe I've just forgotten.
No.
But it did seem like, finally someone's using the old glasses trick.
I don't remember anyone doing it. And I remember thinking that to myself. Like, you would use your glasses. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't think my prescription is strong enough. My lenses are long distance. I don't know. I don't know what you need.
Yeah, I don't know either. I wonder what the thickest part of my glass. I have progressives. Like, are they thinner at the top for distance and then thicker at the bottom? I just don't know.
You want to hear something weird?
Yes.
I was talking to someone about how, and I'm on the road a lot. I commute, and it's just is what it is. But I have had my windshield cracked so many times.
Not again.
No, not again. Not yet. But this is just something I learned. Because of all the tech in our cars now and because of that thing that's up there in your...
Giving you the directions.
They make windshields thinner now.
Oh.
Because they've got so much stuff looking out through the windshield behind your rearview mirror.
Oh.
And I said, what? And he goes, oh, yeah, windshields have gotten way thinner in order to deal
accommodate
with
all this other
stuff that needs to be used. And I didn't know that. And so that's one of the reasons
I'm actually really surprised to hear that.
So was I.
You'd think the more technology, the thicker. Make that thing thick so that it can support everything.
If that's not, if what I was told is not the case, then I was told the wrong thing. But yeah.
Well, I mean, you've replaced enough things that I'm sure you know a glass expert or two.
Yeah. So that's what they told me. And yeah. I thought, oh, well, that makes more sense because these things, they don't hold up.
You know, your Mercedes had a very upright windshield. And yeah. I wonder if that was.
That was part of it. But it happens to other, like oh, my sure. van has had it happen.
Yeah.
It is true. Windshields are getting thinner. It's to aim to decrease overall weight for improved fuel economy and to allow glass to flex more.
It's so they break more so that they sell more.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
The windshield lobby is strong, everyone. Yeah. We're being had.
It's everything, though. We had a guy come out to try to fix our fridge. Not our main fridge, but just like this, I don't know, regular, what is it, a Frigidaire? Whatever a Best Buy fridge might be. Mm-hmm. And he came out and he goes, no, it's less expensive just to go buy another fridge. He goes, these things are made to fail after about 5 to 7 years.
I hate that.
I know.
Part of it is just the waste.
Well, they want you to buy another?
I know. But the waste, like part of it is, yeah, but we should just get the parts and keep this thing functioning rather than, but who's got money to waste?
Right. So it can fail again. But on the other hand, you know, I don't know what ends up costing you more, but I'm with you. I'm like, let's fix this thing. My laptop at home is from 2012 and John is like, just replace the motherboard for me. And which, you know, cost him $170. And then he took the whole thing apart. I can hear him in there. He's going, okay, these are three different size screws. The shortest one goes on the right-hand side up at the top. Like he's making himself a how to put it back together thing.
Yep.
And then he brought it out and he goes, all right, let's give it a try. Turns it on. It sat on the counter, booted right up. Yeah, yep. Da-dum. And I was like, oh, that's great. And I like that computer because they don't make them that big anymore. It has full size ports on the side. Mm. It has a set. It's huge. It has it's hardly even, you know how laptops are so, they're like a piece of paper. You just toss it on top of your notebook and you walk away. This thing is, it's ginormous, but I love it. I love the way it works. And I have so much stuff on there. So first he backed everything up. I guess he took it to a place and got it all backed up.
Just
couldn't access it. I know.
If only we could all have a job.
Right. Every now and then your washing machine would be taken apart all over the floor. And
here's
then,
a tasty meal and I'm going to go fix something.
I know. He is the best. God, I might be the luckiest person in the world.
You might be. Oh. And you never have to go to couples counseling. That is very lucky.
I know.
Oh, and it's fine. It's the best kind of work. But it is one of those things where you just go, shouldn't this be easier?
Mm.
I love you. You love me. What's the problem?
Yeah.
Let's get on with it.
Yeah. You should just start doing everything she says. Like immediately drop everything and just do what she says. And then, you know.
You know how hard
also,
that is.
Also, never ask her for sex. All these things.
You know how hard it is to just say, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. May I have another? When it's completely
it
out
easier.
Of left field. And it gets does it.
You know what? Try it. Try it and just see. All right. We're going to move on from this, even though it's the funnest thing we've talked about. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Vinnie Alice's morning show. Here is a song from Taylor Swift, and Love and Marriage is coming up right after this.
Mm.
I like this song. This is a good one.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinnie.
Wake up.
Wake up with Alice, 97.3.